we'll go to the floor again, please, if you may.
Hi, Tony. Who's going to refuse to have an ID card? Who's going to refuse to have an ID card?
Who's going to refuse to have an ID card? I'm refusing. I would recommend that everybody gets their passport renewed as soon as possible before the law insists that you have to have ID cards with the renewal of our passport. And that is something we can do now to try and avoid us getting onto that actual entity register.
Is there anyone here that would actually say that it is, when it comes to the crutch, will go along because, you know, you could become a criminal at some stage, you don't pay for your ID card if it's introduced and you refuse to pay? So, yes, gentlemen, that you're saying. So, it's definitely in the middle of the world.
Thank you. If we all agree that ID cards are a good idea, and we all need to carry them, which is moving away from there, what are we going to do if people don't comply? What do we think a decent penalty would be for non-compliance?
Will it be a large fine or
something? And medical records. Bill, what would you say to
that? Well, clearly, it would be
a major problem, right? Contact is a major problem. It's possible to go home, but thousands of millions of people decide to go home some more. Point bank refused to pay him. Eventually, the Conservative government, to their credit, decided to abandon it. So, obviously, you're talking about these questions of the law and order. I mean, there's two groups here, a highly authoritarian one that some people seem to favour. Or, are you having a government that really are looking at the liberty of the individual, but are you really seeking to look at the causes of strike and war and terrorism throughout the world? For example, Ireland's been mentioned, even though massive military effort was made in Northern Ireland, the real cause, the reason why the situation in Ireland is improving, because the basic civil liberties, particularly of the former Catholic minority, who first of all, when the trouble started the civil rights movement, caused up the awful events in the 70s and 80s. Now, we see Jerry Adams is allowed to speak on the BBC, Sinn Féin is a legal political party, and the Catholics are getting proper representation. So obviously, it is through civil liberties and political means that is looking at the welfare of the individual and not of the particular state and its interests.